Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, joins us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We are just fine, and we've been talking about money with the high schoolers and the state playoffs and how the district kicks in travel funds. And one story we heard from the Idaho High School Activities Association is attendance at Donna Larson on Thursday nights is down. It isn't great, per se. They don't have on-campus stadiums, A, and B, Thursday's not a better night than Friday to have a high school football game. But I wonder if you even get that kind of feedback anymore, Kurt, about Boise State playing home and away games at all on Friday or Thursday nights. Is that ever even brought up anymore?
You know, it's not much, Jeff, but I think it's, you know, obviously we're concerned for them, too. We want those kids at that level to have a great experience. And, you know, there's not a lot that we can do. I mean, our games are, you know, scheduled a certain way, and we don't have a lot of control over the nights that we play, as you guys know. So I feel for them, and, you know, certainly if there's anything that we can ever do to help out, we'll do what we can.
Kurt, we were also talking about money and salaries and coaches, and USA Today put out their big database that shows who makes what, and Boise State's head football coach, Brian Harsin, is third in the Mountain West Conference in pay, if you can believe those numbers or not. And I only know what's published. I don't know how accurate they are. But as it relates to the football department and the football program, we know when Coach Pete left and Coach Harsin came in, there was a savings there. And I imagine if that's creeped back into the program, or that $1 million, you know, if it's back in the program or went somewhere else, can you tell us about that and that exchange there in 2014?
Well, you know, when Chris left, you know, obviously he was, in his contract, he was scheduled to make a pretty good amount of money after, I think, his eighth season there and all the things that he accomplished. And then when we hired Brian, you know, obviously Mark was the athletic director then. I was involved in that negotiation a little bit, not much. And, you know, we also had to take into account that there was a pretty good-sized buyout at Arkansas State that we had to help Brian with, and we were more than willing to do that. And Coach Harsin was great through that whole time. And, you know, he really wanted to be the head coach at Boise State. And, in fact, he's mentioned it more than a few times that it was was his dream job, and that's what he was working for. So him and his agents and Boise State, I thought, did a really good job of putting together a contract that was fair. And, you know, as you know, when he does well, the contract is certainly helpful for him and improves in terms of years and money and things like that. So I think it was fair for both parties when they sat down the first time to negotiate it.
Well, so with another win Saturday, I guess there is more clauses that kick in. And is the goal somehow, Kurt, to always have a five-year contract for him to recruit to and to have?
Well, I think that's, you know, in the eyes of a head coach and a university, you know, it's always nice to be able to tell incoming freshmen that, you know, your coach is on paper going to be at that school for the next 4 or 5 years during their career, because a lot of them ask that. But I think what we also do a nice job of is explaining that, you know, sometimes coaches come and go, and you're signing up with one coach, and we're going to do what we can to make sure that he stays here, but there's always that chance that they may do something else. And but I think that the term of the contract, the five-year deal, certainly plays into recruiting. And as you know, in Brian's contract, when he gets to the 8-win mark, that adds another year to his contract. So I'm sure that that's very helpful in the recruiting process.
Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Thursdays at 5 with Kazen Prater, and we're asking the AD.
Kurt, I think this is one of the first questions we asked you when we started this segment about that 8-win barrier. I always thought that that was at least one win too low, just based on the expectations of a very good Boise State football program. Are you still comfortable with that number? And moving forward, is it important for you at all to have the highest paid coach in the conference?
I wouldn't say that, you know, I don't think about that every day and say no matter what, we're going to have the highest paid coach in the conference. What I would say is I think Brian's contract is set up to where there are, you know, incremental raises, every year if he wins, 8 games or more. And that's the way that the contract is set up. There's raises, you know, automatically built into this contract without winning eight games. And if he wins eight games, then there's another year added on, and $100,000. So I think right now it's very fair. I wouldn't necessarily say that, you know, we talk a lot about wanting our head coach to be the highest paid in the conference, but, you know, I'll say this. I want Brian Harsin as our football coach. I think he's done an unbelievable job here in his third season, and obviously things are going well right now. And, you know, when the time comes to us for us to start, you know, having those conversations at whatever point that may be, that's what we'll do.
When is that time typically? Is it when the season is over? Sometimes it's in between the conference championship and if there's a big bowl game,
yep,
because you can take advantage of that platform you have at that big bowl game. And I think that's been done with Coach Pete at the Fiesta Bowl in 10.
Yeah, that's usually the time that the conversations start happening. But, you know, at the same time, you guys both know this. I mean, we have five games left, and we have a huge one on Saturday. And I can tell you right now, the last thing that our coach wants to talk about is next season. And so we're going to focus on this Saturday and the remaining games. And if that conversation needs to happen, then we will certainly do that at the appropriate time.
Kurt, was there a point going back to Coach Pete where he understood that the growing football program salary needs and everything that it took to keep it going forward and getting bigger and keeping the coaches that he had was just getting to be percentage-wise too heavy for the overall athletic department at Boise State University, given its size, and it became too much? And that may have played into even him realizing that it was time to kind of look at something else. Is there a point for a budget the size of Boise State's where it can be close to tapping out?
Well, I think absolutely. You know, I would say this in terms of Chris. You know, that's probably a question that you guys would have to ask him. But what I can say about Coach Pete and even Coach Harsin, you know, they're very aware of not only the challenges within the football budget, but they're also aware of the challenges we have as a department from a budget standpoint and how hard we work to make sure that, you know, we're spending every dime we have as wise as we can. And so I appreciate them having those understandings. And I know that there's a ceiling out there somewhere, Jeff. I don't know exactly what that is. You know, I just know at the end of the day, we evaluate all of our coaches at the end of the season, and that's what we'll certainly do when this season is over with Brian and myself, like we always do. And, you know, we'll act accordingly going forward. And in terms of there being a ceiling, I think there's always a ceiling. I'm sorry, but I can't exactly tell you what that is at this point.
But to say the least, there is a limit per se, and coaches,
yeah,
are aware of it, and the whole nine yards. And you know, Kurt, because you're in that business of raising the money through the means that you have available, do you always keep a roster of key boosters aware of some needs in that area, and you know who those go-to guys are? Or are you always looking for new ones or the coaches club? Or how does that process work when you know you need to get those private individuals together?
Well, there's always been a list here at Boise State. I mean, there's a number of folks that have always stepped up when necessary, and it doesn't have to actually be coaches' contracts or salaries. I mean, it could be, you know, for facilities, it could be for scholarship dollars, whatever it may be. The effort to make that list grow never stops. I mean, we work on that every single day, and we'll continue to do that. And I think you have to do that, Jeff, because, like, you know, I don't want there to be a ceiling, but at some point there is, and once you feel like you've reached it, you've got to create other ways to generate revenue so that your department can continue to grow. You know, one thing that I think some people may not be aware of, but, you know, in 10 years ago, our budget was half of what it is now. Mm-hmm. And our football budget is twice as much as it was 10 years ago. So I think Boise State's done a really good job of growing better growing and improving the bottom line every year. And we'll continue to work hard doing that because, you know, it's not going to get less expensive. It's always going to cost more, and we need to be aware of that. And we need to come to work every day making sure that we continue to improve in those areas.
Is it realistic, Kurt, to think that by 2022, your program, football program budget will be 50% higher based on just the income streams that you see now?
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping we can keep doing what we do without having to raise that much more money. But, you know, you never know. The cost of doing business in college athletics, as you guys know, is escalating, I think, at a pace where there's just going to be some day where schools can't afford to do it anymore. And that's a big challenge and a concern for us. You know, we're going to put our best foot forward to try and make that happen. But our goal is always going to be, like I've told you guys in the past, to give our coaches and our student athletes what they need to be successful. And if that cost continues to rise, you know, we're going to have to step up and find a way to pay for that. But I would think at some point, you know, we're probably going to have to take a step back and go, okay, this is what we can do. And everybody's got to be good with that. And so far we've been able to do that.
Kurt, basketball's programming and season begins with an exhibition tomorrow.
Yep.
What about your expectations for an extremely young Leon Rice team? I mean, how many years he's gotten 5 out of 6 years with 20 wins. As you look at the expectations for the program, where do you think they should be this year? I guess the median elsewhere said fifth place finish in the Mountain West.
Yeah, well, I like it when they say we're going to finish in the bottom half. I think that puts a chip on the shoulder of all our guys, and they're going to take on that challenge 100%. I'm excited to see them play. You know, the expectations from me, Jeff, are always high. I want us to be great, and I think it's going to take this team a little while. You know, they've got two seniors and one junior, and the rest are freshmen and sophomores. So this team is very young, but they're also very talented. And they've got a schedule here, you know, where they go to the tournament in Charleston, where I think Mississippi State is there. I think Villanova's there. So, you know, who knows who we're going to run into there. And then when we get back, we play at Oregon, who could be top five. We play SMU at home, who could be top 25. And then we go on the road to Evansville and Loyola Marymount. And we have Portland and Idaho State at home. So, and that's all before we start a very, very tough, as you guys know, Mountain West Conference schedule. So I think this team is going to be really exciting to watch. I think our fans got to be probably a little bit patient because they are so young. But I think once you see them, you're going to see the potential of this team, and I'm hopeful that they can be successful and gain some confidence in the preseason going into the conference schedule.
Kurt, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you in Laramie.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it.